Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good evening, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. And I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast by Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. I just give God all praise and glory tonight. God is such a good God. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I give him praise. I give him glory on tonight. Ain't nobody like the Lord. I don't care what nobody got to say. Ain't nobody like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. I just tell you right now, God is such a good God, and he's so worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. I give God praise and glory on tonight. I magnify his holy name tonight. I just thank God for this opportunity to be on our radio broadcast by Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. I just give reverence to God, who is my life, to Apostle Deans in his absence, to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank him tonight. Hallelujah. He's so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised, hallelujah. He's so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised, hallelujah. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion before we start our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour, hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 145. Psalms 145, I will exalt thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, of great mercy. The Lord is good. The devil is a lie. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. I have just read you from Psalms 145 from the first verse down to the 12th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to get ready for a song right now. Hallelujah.
Change me, oh God. Make me more. Watch me through and through to create.
Yes, hallelujah.
A clean.
Come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come tonight, God, just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight, God. Father, I just come tonight, God, and just giving you praise and glory, Lord, and just come magnifying your holy name on tonight, and just come glorifying your name on tonight, Lord, and in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I come tonight, God, and in your holy name, Father, just thanking and praising you for another opportunity tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, to seek your face, God, and while you may be found, Lord, and calling on your name, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, while you're near tonight, in the name of Jesus, Father, I come now asking you to remove me from myself. I ask you tonight, Lord, to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight, God. Lord, I'm asking you tonight to let your power fall, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing fall, God, and let it rain on us tonight, God, and in the name of Jesus. Let manna falling from heaven, God, and let your anointing fall on tonight, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you, Yeshua, Hamdorosi. I thank you on tonight, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you tonight, God. Let your power fall, God. Let your power fall, God. Let your power fall, God. I hear the Lord say, increase. Let your power fall, Lord. Let your spirit reign, God. Hallelujah. Lord, touch right now, God. Hallelujah. Touch tonight, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cleanse us, God. From the inside out, hallelujah. Let your power fall, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you tonight, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you tonight, God. And we praise you right now. Lord, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Everyone, every member, God. In the name of Jesus, cover them now, God. Even those that's not members, God, just cover tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you to encamp angels all around about us, God, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord God, I ask you to bind the strong man up tonight. Bind the strong man tonight, God. Bind up every witch right now, God. Every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment, bind them right now, God. Bind them from this radio broadcast. Bind them up from my life in the name of Jesus. I bind them right now, God. And you gave me power and authority to bind them. I bind every one of them, God. And I bind every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled. I serve you your eviction notice on today. I bind you up and I cast you out. I command you to go. I command you to go from our lives and from this radio broadcast, from our family life. I bind up the spirit of affliction, pain. Hallelujah. I bind you up now. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you tonight. And I praise you tonight. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, 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 and so let it be. Hallelujah. I just give God praise on tonight. Who is my life? To Apostle Dean and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just thank God. I feel so privileged and I feel so honored on tonight. I feel privileged and I feel honored on tonight, God, just for being a child of God, I just thank God tonight for allowing me to call him Father. I just thank God to even know I can just call on his name anytime I want to call on his name. I just thank God that he's my leaning post. I thank God that I can lay my head on his shoulder and cry all night if I want to. I just thank God on tonight. I thank him, in the name of Jesus, for carrying me when I thought I was walking all by myself. God was carrying me. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I thank God on tonight. I thank God for all the mistakes that he turned into miracles. I thank God on tonight. I thank him that he did it for me, God, and in the name of Jesus. And you not a respecter of persons. You not a man that you should lie. Neither a man that you should repent. And if you said it, hallelujah, you're going to do it. Hallelujah. I thank God on tonight. I thank God. I surrender, God. I surrender, God. I repent of any and everything that I've committed, God. I repent now, God. In the name of Jesus, I repent, God, and I surrender tonight for everything. I surrender all, God, unto you, God. I just thank you now. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you tonight. I praise God tonight. I praise him tonight. God has been so good to me. I'm telling you, he has kept me 66 years. I thank God tonight. I thank him tonight. I thank God. Oh, yes, I thank him. He's been good to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's been good to me, and he's been good all the time. Hallelujah. And he's good all the time. Hallelujah. I give him glory on tonight. And I bless his holy name tonight. Hallelujah. God is the on-time God. When I tell you God is on time, he's on time. God is. Hallelujah. I don't know if you ever heard this song about God is. But God is everything in my life. God is. God is. It ain't nothing God can't be. God is everything. I tell you. God is, and I thank him for being that. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I just thank him tonight. I just feel so blessed. I feel so blessed. I feel blessed. I'm just thankful to God. I just so blessed. I just feel grateful to God. I'm just blessed by the best. Too blessed to be stressed. I just thank God on tonight. He's good. And I tell you, he's good. I tell you, hallelujah, God is good on tonight. You know, I don't have nothing special to testify about. But God woke me up this morning. He gave me a mind to pray. God did this. God did this. He gave me the activities of my limbs, a sound mind. God did it. Man didn't do it. Can't do it. But God did this. I can walk. I can talk. I can eat. I can see. I can hear. I can talk. I thank God. Nobody but God. So the things that I do, it ain't me. It's God. I don't take no credit from nothing I do, but it's for God. I'm telling you, God is my all in my all, and I thank him on tonight. I'm grateful. I'm grateful, and I thank God on tonight. He is my everything, and I hope and my desire is that, you know, I could please him. I want to please God. I just want to please him. God has done so much for us. We ought to want to just please him. With whatever we do or say, it should be to the glory of God. And for none of this nonsense, but to the glory of God, God's been too good. I know we get thrown off our alignment, but we have to hurry and get back on our alignment. Because one the other day I was talking crazy, saying stuff and all this kind of stuff, And the young lady I was talking to, Myra, she said, you mean you going to pray for him? I said, that's what I really mean. Because, you know, the devil have you saying all kind of stuff. Oh, I'm going to get my gun. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. Ain't going to do nothing. Ain't going to do nothing. But if you say it, you'll lead somebody wrong. And so these are the things I repent for. These are the things that other people don't hear that I may say. You know, you can't play with God. You got to say what you mean and mean what you say. You can't play with God because everything you say and do, we're going to be judged. That's why I repent so much. People may sound like you sound like a broken record. I don't care because they don't know what I go through and then been through and what I'm doing. I'm going to do what God tell me to do and keep it moving because I love God. I love God. I love God. And I can say it all night. I love him. He is everything. He's my heart. My heart's desire is to please God. So I thank and praise God for this opportunity just to testify about the goodness of God. God is good. He is good. So I'm going to play another song, and then we'll just, anybody else want to testify, they can, but I'm going to play another song and see what I got.
What am I
going to
do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you need to do, and still, you took 2 steps forward, and you took 5 steps back, and you said, you say to God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it, and then these words came, and I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good, Lord, you are good. You've been better than I can praise you enough. Oh, you, my life, can't praise you enough. Even if I try to come so good. Lift your voice.
Thank you. Hello?
It's all right. I say you may as well come on because you don't want to. Can you hear me?
I'm the only one out here.
Yep. Hey. It's all right. It's okay. God be the glory. I'm going to do what I do.
We here.
Okay, well, I still want to
talk about it.
I'm gonna go ahead and start off by just asking God to forgive me for my sins, every known and unknown sin I've committed in my life.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I ask God to forgive me if my boys have sinned, or even forgive us for taking anything for granted. You know, sometimes the kids will be taking things for granted, and you wouldn't even think to ask God to forgive them for that. So I want to ask God to forgive my baby if they're taking anything for granted. And they wouldn't even understand if they was taking some things for granted. But I just want to ask God to forgive me for not teaching, like using every moment to teach them and to be grateful for you know, just even being in their life. Like, I could just remember reading when Jesus came along, every moment he had, it was a teaching moment. Mm-hmm. Everybody he came around, he was teaching. So I have to remember that these boys not in my life for nothing. I have to teach them, and not only, you know, whoop them for everything, but I have to teach them what to do and how to do it and what to say and how to say it and how to present themselves. Even though they present themselves well, they still can be taught. You know, I'm not going to say I wasn't taught that, but I want to teach my boys different. I want them to grow up and be leaders and always, always know to trust God in every situation. I don't care how things may look. God always got your back no matter what. Even when you can't see no way out, God is your eyes, and he's seeing it for you. So I want them to understand that. Not always to beat themselves up in, because they don't get it. And you wouldn't get it if you haven't really been through life. You wouldn't know to trust God. You don't know to trust God until you have that, till you have to trust God. You know, and I just want to thank God for just making my concerns his concerns. Like, I could just be thinking some stuff, and here he comes with a solution. Yes. Like, I just love God so much. I love him so much. And like you say, I want to put some actions to that love. I want to put actions behind my love, because he has been showing up and showing out in our lives. Yes. And I just want to just tell him, thank you, God.
Thank you,
God. Forgive me, God. Forgive me if I've taken any, if I've hurt or offended you in any kind of way, or if I hurt or offended Jesus or even the Holy Spirit. Forgive me, God, for everything.
Thank you.
You have just been so good to me. I just want to do right. 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 I just want to be in his presence. I want everything around me to just be right, because that's what he do for me.
Yes.
I'm just
Hallelujah.
Grateful.
Thank
I'm you, just
Lord.
So grateful to God. I'm so grateful to God. I'm just so grateful.
Yes. That's awesome.
Amen.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Any more testimonies on tonight? Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is such a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy of all of our praise and glory tonight. God is a good God. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. 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 I hear God say, we got gifts on this radio broadcast, and they're not even being used. We don't even know we have the gifts that we have. God blessed us. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. I hear God say something about a rainbow. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And when you see the rainbow, hallelujah, think of me. Hallelujah. Remember me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, yes, yes. God is so good. And he's so worthy. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. I thank God on tonight. It's so many other things, hallelujah, that he's been bringing to me, hallelujah. And I just I go somewhere and meditate on it. I just want to be a blessing to somebody. Hallelujah. I just want God to use me, not just for his pleasure. You know, I want God to use me how he want to use me. I want God to do what he need to do. I pray and ask God to use me as his delta. Hallelujah. And I want him to do just that. God is good. And his anointing is just right. Do you hear me? His anointing is just right. I thank God on tonight. He's so worthy to be praised on tonight. And I just give him glory. It's sometimes when I don't feel good. It's sometimes, a lot of times, I don't feel good in my chest. But I keep on pushing. I can't help it. I don't let my body dictate to me. I dictate to it. That flesh do what I tell it to do. It can yawn. It can do whatever it want to do. You still going to praise God. That's how we have to do this thing. We may not want to do it, but we have to keep on pushing, moving it forward. We got to do it on purpose. We got to know that God requires us to do it. I thank and praise God just for being who he is. Just keep encouraging me and pushing me a little further and a little further. I thank and praise God on tonight just for that. I thank God for that. I thank God for that because I can hear him telling me every day that the ministry is moving forward. The outreach ministry is finna take off, y'all. I'm just telling you, God is a great God and a great King above every king. And I just want him to use me to help his people. That's what I want him to do. And I'm so grateful tonight just for that. You know, if he didn't want me to do it, he wouldn't supply me with the needs, the stuff to do it with. And I just thank him for doing it. I give God glory on tonight. I give him glory tonight. I you know, it's things that you can't replace. Hallelujah. You can't replace. Hallelujah. But God wants us to stay in the thick of things. He want to remind us to stay in the thick of things. Hallelujah. We ought to let every day, let God be our portion every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is such a good God. He's so worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. He is a good God. And I thank him. I thank him for using me like he do. I thank God. I hear him say new revelation, new mindset. New revelation, new mindset. He said we ought to always pray and not faint. He says, study to show thyself approved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, think of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He say, when a man's way please him, he'll make your enemies your footstool. That that should be our everyday thing, is to please God. That new association, trying to get it right, new association new way of life. I heard God say the changing of the guard. I heard him say that. He said we are all watchmen. And it's all about his timing, that you will know anything that he wants you to know is in his timing. The prophet is telling that God is strengthening you now. He's strengthening you now. He say you are recovering. You are recovered in the name of Jesus. Strength to you in your leg. Strength to you in your arm. Even in your mind, strength. I hear God say something about a relocation of something. No news is good news. He's still dealing with you in dreams and visions too. He say watch as well as pray. I heard the Lord saying, prophet this morning, that he's gonna put dancing in your feet. You're going to have a different kind of praise. A different kind of worship. You got a willing spirit. Your heart for the people. I hear him say you got to stand up and be a witness for the Lord. And cast every care upon him. That means don't worry about nothing. Just give it to him. Let go for each one of us. Don't worry about nothing. Just give it to God. Give it to God. Give it to God. Whatever it is, give it to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep praying over the children. Pray over the babies, the prophet of Salah. Keep praying over them. Keep praying over them. Keep anointing them. Keep praying over them. Hallelujah. Keep praying over them. Pray over the children. Hallelujah. the seed. They are the seed. Hallelujah. So they are no God for themselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I heard them say wisdom and elevation come from God. Because Solomon had asked for wisdom and God gave him wealth. Wisdom and elevation comes from above. Ask God for it. Wisdom. Start binding. God wants you to start binding. Prophet is more than a lot of things that's attacking you and are coming against you. You bind them up and cast them out. You don't have to open your mouth. Just bind it up. Cast it out. Command it to go. Even when you have something you want to say and it ain't up, God, I bind you up. I cast you away from me. Get out my mind. Get out of my heart. Cast it down. Every stronghold, God. Minister Morton, God is working on you even the more. If you haven't, you ain't seen, it's going to be a breakdown. You're going to cry and you're going to talk to him and you're going to cry and you're going to talk to him. He's going to cleanse you for his purpose. Now, you watch what I tell you. You don't have to say that much. He already working on you. I hear him say new opportunity this morning. God also wants you to get your sermon ready. Hallelujah. Can't waste too much more time. It's in God's timing, not yours. You already got it ready. It's already in your heart. You got to do it. Lord, I bind up everything that's not like you around him right now. I bind it up. I bind it up. You ain't got no authority, no power. In Jesus' name. He is the man of God. He is the man of God. He is the man of God that God called. He is the man of God. I decree it today and declare it. In Jesus' name. Don't go down, go up. Don't go low, go high. Because when the enemy come in like a flood, God lifts up a standard against him. So he lifts you up above him. Hallelujah. And you know his ways, God ways, not like our ways. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. So we can't even think like him because his thoughts are not like our thoughts. Things different than what we would and what we do, then we don't understand. He wants you to praise him more. Even the more, just praise him. Give God praise. See what he'll do. I heard something about a social worker. I don't know. I just heard the word social worker. I hear the Lord say apology. I don't know who you're talking to here. Somebody sit in their kitchen a lot. God talks to you there. I don't know who it is. I know it ain't me. It's Apostle Dean's phone. Because I sit in the bedroom. And we need to love and be obedient to each other. As wives, we ought to be obedient to our husband. And watch God bless you. Watch him bless you. Watch him bless you. Don't complain. Just do it. Just do it. Watch God. We want to pray for our members. I want to pray. I want everybody to pray for Prophet McKinney. Pray for Journey for Monday. Pray for Prophet Perry. Pray for Prophet Talia. Sadler and Prophet Sadler, we need to be praying for them every time we pray. I don't want them to feel left out at all because God got calls on their life. They have giftings that they don't even know about yet, haven't even been activated yet. They ain't even using because they don't even know they have them. But they have them. They have them. They may be using them and just think it's by luck they saying stuff and stuff like that, but they got them. And God gonna use them in a mighty way. That's why their children so blessed. That's why. I hear the Lord say, if it's anybody we need to apologize to, keep bringing me that back. We need to do it. We ain't got to say nothing to nobody, but you know, I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't know. I have to examine myself because I can just bite a pastor's head off sometimes, but I'll go back and apologize. Do that. Just think about it. If it is, you do it so it won't stop your blessing. It won't stop God from helping you and blessing you. And Prophet Sadler, some doors are going to open for you even the more I see. And you're doing right, stand to yourself a lot. I hear the Lord say he's working some things out for you. He's working on you. And when he give you the urge to do something, just do it. Don't ask no questions. Just do it. I bind the spirit of pain up right now in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit up now. I bind you up. I cast you out. I command you to go. Somebody got a headache. My head is hurting. I don't know. in my head. I'm buying that demon up right now. Lightheadedness. I cast you out. I command you to go right now. I bind the spirit of infirmity. I bind the spirit of pain right now. Leave in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I say what I hear God say. I don't say no more. I don't add none to it. Sometimes I don't say everything he say, but I say most of the time I say what he say, what I hear. If I don't hear nothing, I don't say nothing. Amen. I just thank you, God, for using me for your vessel today, God. Thank you tonight. Amen. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity to be used by God. We're going to have probably a business meeting next week once I get some things worked out. Next Monday, I'm going to go and get a storage unit because I've got a lot of furniture and stuff I'm going to get ready to put in there to help people here. And I'm going to start trying to get donations there in Illinois and do the same thing. I know we're probably going to have to get storage units for the Feed the Children Foundation thing, program, and we're going to have to get a storage there to house the food and stuff, and maybe a couple of freezers to start off with. But I know it's coming. I'm just waiting. The lady got back with me the other day, so she went on a five-day vacation, whatever she did. But when she come back, I know that's going to happen, and then God is making some waves for me to get furniture and stuff. Very nice furniture I saw today. Very nice. I just got to have somewhere to storage, put it up. So when people are in need, start getting these stores and things to donate stuff to them, to the outreach ministry, to Life Support Outreach Church, and, so that we can help people in a time of need. So yeah, I'll just stay prayerful. I just know what God finna do with this ministry. It's finna take off. I already know it because it just started. Just started, and I just thank God for it. You know, it just started in His timing. So God is good, but I'm not gonna hold you long. I just thank and praise God for the Word of God, and I thank Him for using me. Give God praise on tonight. Father, we just thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I ask you to keep them covered, they're in their families, Lord. I ask you right now, God, to bless men and women, boys and girls all over this earth. Bless every member of the Life Support, the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, and the prayer room. Lord, cover them. Every one of them, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless the children on tonight and keep them anointed, God. Keep them covered, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless your leaders, your apostles and bishops and prophets and pastors and teachers and preachers and missionaries and rabbis and priests, evangelists all over the earth, God, the ones that you called and ordained in their family. Just bless tonight. Lord, send your anointing. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. I thank you all for supporting and being on tonight. I just give God praise. Could have been anywhere else tonight. It's Friday, but I thank God that you came on tonight. So I just thank you, God, for each one of y'all. Y'all have a good night, rest of the night, and God bless you all. We'll have the children's Bible study. I won't be able to be on, but you all take it up and get the children together tomorrow for me. God bless you. I love y'all. Y'all have a good night. Love you.
Love you. Good night.
Love you.
Love you. Good night. Love you. Good night. Good night.